Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scouts. Here we'll discuss the best armband options for the final game week of the season. Game week 38 is almost upon us. My name is Joe and joining me is Fantasy Football Scouts Tom. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joe. Yeah, looking forward to the finale. We've still got a bit of game week 37 still to go, but
yes.
Feels like we're almost there now, and it should be a pretty exciting finish, I think.
So, I mean, since we were last here, you've had a particularly good haul with your captaincy with KDB last week. And then last time out, we were focusing on Villa's assets, and we were really going for Ollie Watkins. And then he promptly got a small injury that very night. So my plans changed. I removed him for Richarlison and captained him. So I'm a happy lad there, although it did cost me a hit to do that. And you've got Danny Ings as your captain, is that right?
So yeah, I'm on a free hit this week. So I got Richarlison in, but I decided to captain the Villa player who I thought was a bit more assured of a couple of starts in Danny Ings, because there was that kind of little bit of a doubt over Watkins going into deadline. But I'm still, you know, it hasn't paid off in the first game, but we've still got that Burnley fixture to go. And if we roll out the diamond again and Ings is up front with Watkins, you know, it's not over yet. So he's still got a haul in him, I think, if he gets the minutes. But the KDB haul from 36 was particularly pleasing.
Yes, definitely. I hope everyone can see and hear us in the live chat. YouTube's doing one of those things where it's saying live, everything's fine, but it's also saying no data. So hopefully that's an anomaly there. But welcome to Geo Boys, Field FPL, Lionel Gunn, Wonky and Bernardo, who have joined us early on in the live chat. Welcome there, and welcome all those that join us. Do press the like button, and do tell your friends to press the like button, even if they're not watching. But tell them to watch, then press the like button. Before we crack on with the final captaincy thoughts for the season, I understand you've got a few words to say about Fanteam.
Yeah, so it's the Game Week 38 Premier League season finale tournament this weekend, which is the same format as the Weekly Monsters, which we talk about a lot. So you've got £100 million to build a squad of 11, pick your captain as normal, there's a safety net in play. Some big prizes on offer for that one, and I'm told there are still some satellites still available to win a ticket for cheap. So I think there's a mini game tonight. There's a Southampton-Liverpool mini one. And I think the top four get free entry. So if you're interested in Fanteam, take a look on site for that tournament this weekend.
Great stuff. Okay, let's have a look at... So what we do, we'll look at the fixtures first, and then we're going to have a look at some stats, player stats, also team stats, all the best attacks at the moment, and worst offences. All of these are from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. So we're looking at the data there. And for this one, we're looking at more the last four matches, really, just to see who the form players and teams are. And then at the very end, me and Tom will reveal our captaincy candidates, the players that we favour for the armband, whether we own them or not. These are the players that we favour. So let's have a look at these fixtures first and see who they're pointing to. Well, I've got a picture of Son there because Tottenham are top. They play Norwich, and we have said consistently this season to captain a player who's playing Norwich this week, any week. And so Son and Kane this is looking good for them in terms of fixtures. Arsenal, they face Everton. Chelsea face Watford. These are at home as well. So Arsenal at home, Chelsea at home to Watford, and Tottenham's away to Norwich. Newcastle against Burnley, that's considered a good fixture. There, Brentford against Leeds, more about that a bit later. This is a fixture I like. And obviously Leeds against Brentford. Leicester have Southampton. And of course, and West Ham against Brighton is another fixture to look at. Man City against Villa. So we're going to chat on the Scoutcast a bit later about game week 38 and why it's mythical and wonderful. But there tends to be a lot of goals. There is a running theme there around Man City winning, and winning quite comfortably on the final game. So they do like to see the season out well at home. So yeah, looking at all these fixtures here, I've just named some of the kind of key fixtures there. It points towards Son and Kane for the captaincy really at the moment, but lots of options.
Well, what immediately jumps out is that the fixtures are really good for the top four, aren't they?
Yeah.
You've got Spurs and Chelsea, who are up against already relegated sides, and you've got Man City and Liverpool, both with home fixtures, probably gunning for the title if Liverpool avoid defeat tonight. So I think what we've got right there is the four teams to target for captaincy. And I don't really see a reason to look elsewhere this week. I think those are the four teams you want to be looking at. Unfortunately, there's the obvious shouts, which we'll talk about, like Son and Kane and KDB, but there's also some good differentials from those teams if you're looking for that kind of final kind of haul to rise up the rankings or save a mini league or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Bernardo in the live chat just pointed out that if Salah is out, so there's we're streaming this on Tuesday ahead of Liverpool's game against Southampton, and there's a strong possibility Salah's not going to be travelling there. Lots of rumours around that. If he is not ready for this Wolves fixture, which is a great fixture for Liverpool, especially as we'll see later with the defensive stats, Bernardo points out that if Salah is out for the Wolves game, then I expect Son to reach Salah's former heights of effective ownership, and effective ownership takes into account captaincy. So we have seen some huge ownership for Salah in the past. So Son, he's already this week has gone above 100%.
Yeah,
he could be 150% by then.
Yeah, it's going to be a brave call to go against him, but it's that stage of the season where people might just be willing to do that. And he's got a certain teammate who has also got a final day haul in him as well.
Yes. I've traditionally captained Harry Kane in the final day because I know he'll play. And he's pretty much got me a return. I think either a spectacular return like that Leicester game where a lot of us got over 100 points on the final day, but also I think it was just last year, I think it was against Palace, just got a goal. Bonus 5 points. Lovely.
He's actually got 48 points in his last four game week 38 appearances.
Hello, that's a start.
So, he's averaging, 12 points per game on the final day. And I think he presents a good opportunity for those chasing this weekend. Yeah. A bit like that KDB game week 36 haul where most went to Salah. If you're in that position where you're chasing, I think Kane is the obvious candidate this week. But Son obviously looks fantastic as well, doesn't he? Chasing the golden boot. Unfortunate not to return at the weekend, but he's in such a good moment. And, this fixture ticks all the boxes for captaincy, doesn't it? Because you've got them chasing down that Champions League spot.
Yeah.
Norwich, we'll see on the defensive numbers. They're going to give up chances. I find it really hard to see Tottenham not scoring at least two or three in this game. And the lovely thing about Tottenham is that when they do score, we can generally predict who will be involved in those goals. So loads to like with both of those options.
On set pieces, on corner duty. Yeah. If you see Harry Kane scored or won a penalty, chances are Son has assisted. If you see Son has got a goal, chances are Harry Kane made that for him. So, so what you're essentially sort of betting against in terms of the captaincy there, if you go for Kane, you are hoping he significantly outscores Son, which is probably unlikely. If he scores a lot, chances are Son has assisted him.
I mean, we have seen it of late when Son's racked up those huge hauls and Kane's been getting a few assists, and there has been quite a big disparity between their points. But I'm agreeing with you that it generally feels like if one is going to haul, the other's going to be involved as well. But when you're dealing with one game week scenarios, there can be a lot of variance in these game weeks. So, I do like the Kane as an alternative to Son if you're chasing.
Definitely. I think his effective ownership will be significantly below 100%. So, you know, the gains will be much sweeter for you if you captain him. Mm. But I only own Son myself, and the sensible play is to own both.
Yeah, I think Kane is quite hard to get for people as well, isn't he? Because we seem to have moved away of late of that premium striker. Yeah. So I think that... if Salah is confirmed out this weekend, or there's doubts around his minutes, then I think Son's ownership will rise.
It's going to be absolutely huge. Let's have a look at some player stats. These are expected goal involvement. I've sorted this by. I usually do about 10. I usually stop at 10. But the ones that were sort of 11th, 12th, 13th or so, all so similar in terms of expected goal involvement. And they contained a lot of... players that look good captaincy shouts, I thought. So these show us that Kane is the king of the expected goal involvement over the last four. He's expected to be involved in just over four goals. That's clearly above all the others. The next best is Welbeck at Brighton. There are three Brighton players in the top 10, which I'm pleased to see. Welbeck, Jesus, well over three goals, nearly four goals for them. Raheem Sterling as well over three goals expected to be involved in. McAllister and Trossard, over three goals. So it shows how good Brighton have been recently. I was reading something in the local paper as well. I think at last week there was a £13 million gap in terms of the prize money, what they could potentially get if they win everything and the other results go their way. And they don't. So there's a huge motivation for them. It's essentially, it's a player. or it could be lots of bonuses for them.
It's an aspect which a lot of people don't talk about, do they? They talk about no motivation without realising the ramifications of finishing between a couple of positions. Yeah. So it does feel like there's always something to play for.
I think they're 10th at the moment. So they want to maintain that top half of the table and push on further as much as they can. So, you never know there. Next we've got Fernandes at Manchester United, just over three expected goal involvement. Then Son. Now he is a bit of an anomaly, a bit like Jamie Vardy was a while ago with these stats, in that he's so clinical. But he's created 13 chances. So he's had eight shots inside the box, and his expected goal involvement is just under three. So that shows how accurate and how good he is. Cornet at Burnley is next, and then you've got Watkins. All these are sort of over two, expected goal involvement of about 2.5. Then you've got Richarlison. So these are sort of also rounds. Then you've got Kevin De Bruyne. His expecting goal involvement is 2.45. But he's created 15 chances, which is way more than anyone else on our list. Mm. So that says to me, he could be a good option. Jamie Vardy, 12 shots inside the box. And then Tony, 12 shots inside the box once again. And then Bowen. Why have we all ignored Bowen for the last few weeks?
Yeah, it shows, you know, the lack of double game weeks. I guess there was a bit of rotation concerns around West Ham when they were in Europa, but still, you know, he's just been incredible, hasn't he? And we always do it. We get blindsided by the double game week players, and there's always these players that just consistently produce while we're looking elsewhere.
This, I mean, to those that are new to FPL, there are not this many double game weeks.
No.
And I can only remember a significant number when there's been snow, but because of all the COVID postponements, this is what caused it. So it feels like, well, in fact, there has been almost every week has been a double game week. And so it's been hard. So that means the players that haven't, like Bowen, we missed out on. But if I'd have got him in, put the armband on him for the last two months,
well, I mean, you're doing all right. What it has done, though, is it's reduced the player pool, hasn't it, which we're normally allowed to pick from because there's been, say, five or six teams doubling, or the smaller double game weeks as well, when we've been looking at, say, Burnley players. And that's why, you know, in a normal season, I think Bowen would still be in a lot of teams, but yeah, double game weeks will sway us, won't they?
So so these stats here, once again, very good for the likes of Kane and Son. Brighton against West Ham, that is quite tricky to call, so perhaps this week Bowen and a Brighton asset, probably not the week to do that, but nevertheless, it just shows there could be options. And lots of Manchester City players in, so should we have, so we'll have a look at the best attacks over the last four, so this might give us further help picking a captain. City are top by miles. So expected to be involved in nearly 12 goals. They've in fact scored 16. The next nearest is Liverpool, expected to be involved in just over 8 goals. And then you've got Chelsea, Brentford, Crystal Palace and Tottenham. So once again, we're looking at Tony, who I like. Son and Kane, they're doing well in terms of the attacking stats there. And of course, get like Kevin De Bruyne as well. And Raheem Sterling, if you think he's going to play, this could be good. But yeah, so there's a lot of options, aren't there? And then Liverpool, remember them?
exactly. I mean, I think that City, I think they're going to have to go on the attack a little bit more than usual because they've got defensive problems. You know, you probably wouldn't back them to keep a clean sheet with the current personnel available to them. So that, you know, if they're really going to go for it, then players like De Bruyne, who has so many routes to points, he's a good alternative to that Spurs duo this week. I think he's got 20 attacking returns in his last 19 games, De Bruyne. He's third on the captain poll at the moment behind the Spurs players. So, yeah, again, I'm never going to say De Bruyne is a bad option in a home game where they need goals. So, there's De Bruyne there. If you're looking at Liverpool, we need to assess it after tonight's game, don't we, to see where the players are at. I think they'll go strong against Wolves. I think they'll use it to prepare for the Champions League final. But if Salah's out, then a few differential options might come to the fore a little bit, like a Mane or something like that. Again, for those people who are chasing, who are looking to roll the dice.
Former Wolves,
Diaz as well. There's a few players in there. So, there's plenty of options. And Chelsea as well, you know, on that list. They play on Thursday. So I think, again, we're going to need to see that game. They have already qualified for the Champions League now after last night's result. So that isn't ideal. You ideally want something to be played to really be on the line, really. But I like Reece James as a bit of a differential shout this week. Watford, it seemed to me against Leicester that they've already thrown the towel in a little bit. They kind of capitulated against them. And I like James because I think there's clean sheet potential. Watford don't score many goals under Roy Hodgson.
No.
They've also conceded more chances and more crosses down their left flank than any other side under him.
Okay.
So that is just making me think that James is ticking a lot of boxes in terms of opposition weaknesses, just in terms of the opponents in general. But again, I can't really recommend him until we've seen what minutes he gets on Thursday. Because if he gets 90 minutes in that, there's going to be that nagging doubt going into the weekend.
It's a home game. So I always favour, although this week I do like the Spurs assets who are away, but usually this final game, it's that last chance. You tend to think they're going to put their strongest side out. It's saying goodbye to the home fans, and so it's very rare you get rotation to that scale. But if they're away their final game, then that's more likely to be rotation. But I think Rudiger's going to play. I think Reece James is going to play. They're players that are departing. You know, will get minutes. But I think the likes of Rudiger has been coming out with lots of comments praising the manager this week. So I mean, which says there could be obviously extra clean sheet potential.
James,
James has got a 20-point haul in him. We know that.
Well, that's it. I mean, he got a haul at Leeds, didn't he? But it could have been a lot more. He came close to one or two more attacking returns in that one. And Mason Mount as well. He's just been a flat track bully against the bottom six sides this year. I think he's got 10 goals in 9 starts against the bottom six. So again, Mount, you know, it feels punty for the captaincy. But this is a fixture which they could do well in.
He's in Fantasy Football Scouts sort of bus team. for game week 38 mounts. Yep. And as you said, this is his kind of game. Let's have a look at defences. So far we're eyeing up Spurs. So we want Norwich to be near the top of this, which is the worst defences one. Obviously Watford against Chelsea, and then Villa, I guess, against City as well. So these are the sorts of we want them at the top here if we're going to be captaining those players. And of course Wolves. So let's have a look. These are the worst defences. Last one is Wolves. By some
distance. They're all in there, aren't they?
Oh, that's really convenient, isn't it? Okay. This makes things very interesting for City, for Liverpool assets rather.
Yeah.
Playing Wolves, worst defence. Very good for Spurs assets playing Norwich, the second worst defence. Very good for Brentford assets playing Leeds, the third worst defence. Really good for Chelsea assets playing Watford, the fourth worst defence. Zaha could be a punt against Manchester United. They are the fifth worst defence. Then you've got Southampton, West Ham. So it's looking at Villa, really. Villa against Manchester City. They're sort of mid-table when it comes to their defence. But I just do think that Man City at home, final game, they're going to want to go out in style, I think. And I'm not sure Villa... I know you're a Villa fan, so do you think Villa can withstand the likes of a rampant City at home?
No, I don't. I think they will score goals past us, but I do think that the other fixtures are maybe a little... Look, I think defensively we're better than those teams there. Wolves have just fallen off a cliff recently. Norwich and Watford are already down. I think those are the three more appealing fixtures, but I think it's hard to say any team are going to shut out City, you know, and so I would still expect them to score two or three past us at the weekend, I think.
Okay, well, that's good news for me because I've got KDB and I'm a new owner. Yeah, I got him last week. He got me a blank last week, so I want him to go out in style, all assisted by Cancelo, hopefully.
So you're quite keen on or bullish on Tony, aren't you?
I am. Well, and, I'll explain it. Well, let's put our picks up, and then you can go through your picks, and then I'll talk a bit about Tony and why I like him, because it's partly to do with sort of news, and there's just a feeling about the particular fixture and Brentford being at home. But let's put our picks up, and then you go through yours. So who are your top three picks in order for the captaincy?
So number one pick is Son at the moment, going for the golden boot. Be very surprised if Spurs don't score two or three in this one. If they do, you'd expect him to be involved. Mm-hmm. And for the reasons we spoke about earlier, this is one of the very best fixtures. Number two is Kane. I think he's a great option if you're looking to chase, if you want to go for an alternative. And he's got that great record on the final day over the past four. So I think there's a lot to like about that one. You can tell that's the fixture that I'm looking at it, despite being away.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a home player, I like De Bruyne, loads of routes to points, everything goes through him in that City side. And I think if for a differential after, I can't say for definite yet, let's see Thursday's game, but I do like Reece James for a really last day punt on a player who has already shown this season he's got that kind of huge haul in him. So that's where I'm at the moment. Haven't mentioned Leicester assets at all. No. You know, I know Southampton were quite high on that table.
Yeah.
Again, it's just minutes. If Vardy starts on Thursday, not so sure for Sunday. But yeah, that's where I'm at the moment. Son, Kane, De Bruyne and James as the differential.
When we saw the team sheets with Leicester and you saw Schmeichel has been benched, and it looks like he's going to be benched again for this next game or maybe the finale. I don't know.
No, I think the quotes... when they got knocked out of Europe, Rodgers said, I think, that Ward would start a couple of games and Schmeichel would start three. But Ward was actually injured for one of the games which he was penciled in for. And I'm pretty sure there was an article on The Athletic, which has run over the past couple of days, which suggested Schmeichel would start the final two now. I can't say that for definite.
Okay. My assumption was that Ward had another game.
He might do, but it wasn't one of the ones which originally was put aside for him. But if you are going to get one, it might be that final day rather than sticking him in for the Chelsea game.
So I just sort of highlighted that to say the Leicester team sheet is still tricky to predict.
Exactly, yeah.
But yeah, no, they're three great options. There's merit in all of them, and it's going to depend on your attitude to risk, effective ownership, whether you favour Spurs against Norwich, whether you think KDB is going to haul against Villa. Good options there. So, I mean, I'm not going to repeat you with Son is my top choice too. I own him. And so I'm slightly biased there. If I owned Kane, I might say Kane, but I probably would still say Son because Son consistently outscores Kane. He's a midfielder. He simply gets more points. I don't think Norwich will score, so he'll get that extra point there. He gets more points for a goal, and we know how how he likes to score. And he's going for the golden boot. So there is an off chance. I know it's the slimmest of chance that Harry Kane will give up perhaps a second penalty to Son.
Yeah,
But I think,
if they were three or four up, then you could see it more, couldn't you? If it's nil nil, he's not, I don't think he's given
It's
that pen away.
it's happened before with Frank Lampard to Didier Drogba when he was going for the Golden Boot. So, once again, it's a slim possibility because we also know how Harry Kane will crawl across shards of glass. In order to claim any goal, even if he's got a whiff of that goal. So it's very unlikely. So that's another good strike. Kind of move for Kane there. KDB, I won't repeat there. But he's my third choice. So Son first, KDB my third choice. My second choice is actually Tony. So Tony above KDB. And that's because on the final day, I'm the sort of manager who gets sort of swayed more by emotion. Than so in previous seasons, I don't think I quite captained, but I definitely got in David Silva for his final game. I got in and captained Aguero for that game against QPR. I didn't know he was going to score the winning goal, but I got him because I wanted City's main striker in a game they had to score in. I like the narrative of that, and I like the narrative with Tony here. Brentford, cast your mind back to Brentford against Arsenal. Newly promoted Brentford, you think, oh, a bunch of kids are going to come up, and they absolutely steamrolled at Arsenal. I
They
mean,
did, yeah.
and they've done it before with teams this season. Eriksen has transformed them. If they're going to score, if they're one of the teams where I just think, who's got that goal? Chances are it's probably Tony. So I think he's a good pick there. There's beef here. There's Yorkshire beef in this. Now, back in the Championship days, Leeds and Brentford were rivals for promotion. Leeds got automatic promotion, I believe, that this particular season. Brentford lost in the playoffs in the end. But then Liam Cooper and Stuart Dallas of Leeds posted up a video of them basically mocking the Brentford manager. And there was lots of chanting of "Mind the Gap," Thomas Frank, and things like that. Which Ivan Tony has found that tweet, and he has reposted it a week or so ago
Okay.
with one of those little eye things. So I'm looking at this. So there's beef there, and he wants to exploit that. And it's final game, final home game for
Could send them down,
highly
couldn't it?
attacking side against a poor defense, and he's just going to go for it. So yeah, that's why I like Tony. I like the narrative of that. So if you're more of a heart than a head manager, go for
Well,
that.
there's usually one on the last day, isn't there, which comes out of nowhere who delivers this huge haul. Was it maybe Fornals or somebody last year? But there's normally one, and a Tony or an Eriksson, it could be one of those
Lukaku,
guys.
West Brom era Lukaku.
Yeah,
What was it,
we haven't
5-4
mentioned.
against
Oh,
Manchester
it's
United?
five all, wasn't
Five
it?
all.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely epic last day. Yeah. And there's been quite a few. There's an article just gone up on site looking at the final day of the season and if there's been more goals on it. And over the past, I think in the last six seasons, there's been over 30 goals on each of the last days. So it does have a slight bump. The defensive shackles are off a little bit for a few teams, and so yeah, there's normally a player which comes out of nowhere, and maybe that Brentford fixture
Could be the
is one
one.
to look at.
Yeah,
I mean,
Christensen.
Leeds don't keep clean sheets, do
No.
they? So there's going to be at least one or two goals there.
J77 lag in the live chat points out Zaha against United, and we mentioned that earlier, and that's another one for the heart, not the head manager. Former Manchester United player Zaha against possibly the worst Manchester United side we're gonna have seen since the 70s or early 80s, and may never see again. They might be better for forevermore, but so this is it. This is his chance.
That's what I love about The Last Day, though. There is people exploring all of these kind of options, which never normally you would consider for captaincy, but now it's now or never for a lot of managers, isn't it? In mini leagues and overall ranks and things. So that's the great thing about it. And that's what this game is about, when you nail those moments where, I mean, for KDB, you know, I've had a really tough season, but that KDB haul in 36, it was just brilliant. You know, your captain scoring that many points, and somebody's going to nail it this week as well. It's just trying to find out who that's going to be.
Your KDB haul. So I got the Salah haul earlier. There's
the double one.
We all remember Wayne Rooney's haul, which is pre-triple captaincy days, where you got 32 points in a week, so 64 in a double game week. There's been Frank Lampard has done it, and Didier Drogba in final game. So there's these mega scores and double game weeks, game week 38. I think they sort of run in tandem. They can, you know, mini leagues can be won or lost in these final days.
Exactly.
So it's all very exciting.
We've seen how many swings there's been over the past few weeks, haven't we? And there's probably a big one in store for a lot of people this week as well.
Swings, no slides, hopefully. I don't want them sliding down those rankings any further. Tom, it's been great chatting to you about the captaincy over the season. This is our final one.
It's been great.
Game 38. I think all being well, we'll be back next season for 38 more captaincy calls, and hopefully we'll do better than we have done at some points this season, and hopefully there'll be more KDB and Salah hauls in us yet. Tom, thanks for that. Thanks for everyone who's joined us over the season. Thanks for everyone who has joined us in the live chat. Thanks a lot. Good luck with your captaincy decisions. We'll see you next season.